You're not trying to save him?
Just trying to find out if your message got through to Mowbray. It didn't. Fett shrugged.
He'll be there.
If you say so. Jaina used a swab to collect some dust and blood from Sis's body. Then, using a force suggestion to put him to sleep, gave him a single pat on the shoulder and stood.
I can tell you what that stuff is. Nano.
It won't hurt to run some tests, Jaina said, joining him. Better to be sure.
I am sure.
Fett started to run again. In the course of the next 30 minutes, they passed at least 200 dead Verpine. Some lay near crashed capsules, badly mangled, but curled into peaceful little balls by the companions who had left them there. Most of the others were sprawled where they had fallen, twisted into painful-looking shapes, and coated in the same gray powder that had been left on Sess and the others after the silver film overtook them. But a few scattered corpses, all from either the technician or labor caste, appeared to have died of more typical wounds, mostly blaster burns and grenade detonations. None of them had any sign of the gray powder that had coated the dead soldiers. Jaina didn't bother pointing out the ramifications to Fett. She was certain that he could see them as clearly as she did, and would find them just as unnerving. If the Remnant had engineered a weapon to kill only the Verpine soldier caste, they clearly intended to get the munitions plants running again soon. Within a matter of days, the entire military industry of the Roche system would be supplying the Remnant, and therefore Jason with some of the finest weaponry in the galaxy. Jaina was still trying to digest this unpleasant realization when the fear and anger of a battle began to ripple through the Force from somewhere not too far ahead. All the presences felt human to her, and one or two of them were even vaguely familiar. They had found Fett's Mandalorians in the middle of a battle. With the Force, she pulled Fett to a stop, then used hand signals to communicate what she sensed. Fett nodded and took a couple of seconds to arm his entire weapons array. Then they shut off their lights and began to creep up opposite sides of the tunnel. Fett using his helmet's infrared sensors to navigate in the darkness, Jaina relying on the Force. After moving just 20 meters in 2 careful minutes, Jaina sensed the tunnel opening up ahead, no doubt at the Client Hangar 2 loading platform. She could feel a dozen angry Mandalorians about 30 meters ahead, crouching in the transport tube at the opposite end of the platform. Scattered around one side, arrayed in a large crescent across a vast space that had to be the entry to the hangar, if not the hangar itself, she sensed about 2 dozen disciplined presences. Stormtroopers, she assumed. Fett began to murmur into his helmet mic, then ducked as a colored flash came crackling out of the darkness and blasted a head-sized crater from the tunnel wall. Instantly, he began to return fire, pouring blaster bolts toward his unseen attacker, and the loading platform grew bright with crisscrossing lines of color. In the strobing light, Jaina glimpsed half a dozen Mandalorian bodies ahead, lying below the loading platform at the bottom of the transportation tube. Fett crouched and charged into the tube, sticking his weapon arm up over the loading platform to return fire. A blaster bolt caught his T-21 in the cooling module, blowing the weapon apart and sending it flying in 3 different directions. A second bolt ricocheted off the inside of Fett's Vambrace, flinging his arm straight up above the edge of the platform, where a third bolt burned through his palm and blew out the back of his gauntlet, spinning him around and dropping him flat to the dead repulsor rail. These were not her mother's stormtroopers, Jaina realized. These guys could shoot. She ignited her lightsaber and charged after Fett. Then the hair rose on the back of her neck, and she had the sense that someone very dangerous was focusing on her. She dived for the repulsor rail, catching Fett square in the back as he came up holding a Blastech S-330 he had taken from one of his dead mercenaries. They slammed down flat, Fett cursing inside his helmet and trying to throw her off, Jaina using the Force to keep them pinned until whatever she had sensed crashed against the back wall, lighting up the transportation tube like a nova burst to life. Fett finally squirmed out from beneath her and spun around on his knee, still cursing and oblivious to the thumb-sized hole that had been burned through his hand.
Not what I had in mind, Jedi.
He nearly had to shout to make himself heard above the scream and crackle of the battle.
When I said cover me, I meant with a blaster.
My mistake, Jaina replied wryly. She was about to add that it wouldn't happen again, when a dozen Mandalorians came running up from the other end of the loading platform. The leader, a tall, broad-shouldered fellow armored in red and black, was crouching low and keeping a careful watch on a chrono he carried in his hand. Everyone else was returning Imperial fire,